February the 8th, Mary Queen of Scots' unhappy end. On this day in 1587, Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded at Fotheringhay Castle in Northamptonshire. When her time came, she appeared serene and smiling, but she angrily refused the attentions of a Protestant cleric. It took 3 blows of the axe to sever her head, and when the headsman lifted it, her hair was seen to be a wig covering cropped, prematurely white locks. Her lips continued to move for 15 minutes. When they lifted her body, her pet dog, a Skye Terrier, was found hiding beneath her skirts. Reactions to Mary's death were surprising, though probably politically motivated. Elizabeth, who had signed the death warrant, professed herself to be furious that she was not informed of the execution. In Scotland, Mary's son James, seeing himself in line for the English throne, is said to have barely reacted at all, but to have continued with his hunting and other pastimes. It could be said that Mary was lucky to have had a quick death. The conspirators in the Babington plot to kill Queen Elizabeth, Mary's alleged involvement was a reason for her own execution, were brutally eviscerated, hung, drawn and quartered in the Tower of London, which is a terrible death. This poem, called The House Dove, was written by one of those conspirators named Chidiot Titchborne. Here it is. A silly house dove happened to fall amongst a flock of crows, which fed and filled her harmless craw amongst her fatal foes. The crafty fowler drew his net, all his that he could catch. The crows lament their hellish chance, the dove repents her match. But too late it was her chance. The fowler did her spy, and so did take her for a crow, which thing caused her to die. Today I ask that I will be steadfast and brave in all adversity, and not seek to blame others.